KWI. KC2WI. I'm going to do the net unless someone else is planning to do it. This is KC2WI. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Net is held every evening 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all time. Can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Now, are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over. KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any echo stations? Over. Okay, nothing heard. This is KC2WI, net control of the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any station anywhere. Over.
2PFM, good evening, Pete.
To KPR, good evening, Pete.
Okay, N2PFM, N2KPR, recognize N2PFM, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Pete, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 34 degrees. Temperature range today was 16 to 34, and it's been raining. I don't know if it just stopped now or not, but it was raining this evening. We did have some on and off sun during the day. We're quite a multi, then some sun had enough to get the batteries charged here on the solar stuff. But I'm going to have to go back to the normal power before the 4 days of, 3 or 4 days coming of no sun. And those bags of coal I had ordered, they said they couldn't understand how they never got here. They got on the truck in Massachusetts, and they never got to Orbitron in West Carthage. So, this was back on the 30th. They said they sent out the order again on the truck. Well, so far it's still not here. And if I'm going to get all the Orbitron up there tomorrow, and if they still say they haven't, I came on the truck came nothing on it and that, then it's obviously either I'm being lied to, or it's going to the wrong location, or somebody is stealing it. And I can believe the third one, because there isn't a piece of coal available anywhere around here for any price. So, that's that. Just gonna keep up with the wood and, works fine, that's it. I'm just gonna tell them where they can go, refund the, money I had for the order for it, and, buy the rest of the stuff. Can't help it. I'm not gonna deal with this thing every time that... All I keep telling me is it went on the truck, but it never got there. Well, whose problem is that? It ain't my problem. They can't do it, fine, then they lose the sale. Someone else gets it if they can. Whatever, you know, that's all. Business is business. Friendship is friendship, but business is business. With that, I'll say God bless, 73, and 2 PFM clear.
Yeah, well, something's going on there. Maybe you're... It could be stolen, but... They could be just screwed up, you know, going somewhere else, but who knows. Well, I just went out and got some wood, and boy, for a while there, it was really too good to believe, but I was kind of thinking I might get away with actually having two full stacks of wood, firewood, that I would not have to use at all. And the big thing about that is, if I use the stack, you know, and use the whole thing or almost the whole pile, that's fine. But if you use just half of it, let's say, they're about 8 feet high. Well, maybe not eight, seven. Pretty high, stacked up alongside the garage. Then, when I get new wood, which is not as dry as last year's wood, I either have to pull all the old stuff out, or I just have to stack the new stuff on top anyway. And so I don't know. I think that's Well, I have some along the back of the house that that's ancient wood, and it's real dry, and I keep it for when I really just want to get out the door to minimal, you know, in the crummy weather. So, but I've been thinking of using all that up because I want to move the rack and what I have and clean that out and repair it and all that. But if I don't, that'll go on top of the others, I guess. Anyway, you know, nobody should have expected that it wasn't cold. But I thought maybe if it was in the temperature range where it was here for a while, I could just get away with using all the stuff and that I needed to move away or wanted to move away from the wall of the house anyway. Well, that's the way it goes. Anyway, I don't think we're going to have a lot of... Well, actually, now they're saying Saturday's going to be sunny and Sunday. So I don't know. But who knows? That could change at any time. And to KPR, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, both of you guys. Yeah, you're right. That can change at any time. Like the old saying goes, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes, just bounce.
Okay, Rich, very good. I think I'm going to make it a little early. I got up early. I was up late, so that doesn't make sense. But we actually had a really nice meeting last night after the Northern New York Hospital Net. Up at the hospital, we had maybe it was 7 weeks. So we checked into the net as we stood there. It's pretty marginal getting in the hearing light feed. It's really marginal. And then we discussed a bunch of, we put a beam up temporarily to see if we could improve the reception, and it helped a little, but not that much. So we went up the roof and took that down, put the regular antenna back up there. Then we proceeded to sit around and discuss all kinds of good stuff. Digital, FL Digi, that kind of thing, and messaging. And one guy brought a non-ham friend who's, I can't remember if he said tonight or tomorrow and where he was going, but he was going to take his test. And so we were explaining things to him, and we ended up about 10 o'clock, I think. So, and then, of course, I didn't come home till I went to bed. I did this, and it was midnight, and I still woke up real early, and it was one of those, you just know you're not going to go back to sleep, might as well get up. And I figured, I'll take a nap if I have to, and I wanted to do a little exercise, and I kept, I did this and that phone call and whatever. Finally, I did go out for a little run, not too far. It was kind of cold, and came back and did a little more. And I'm really trying to get back into doing that, which I should be doing, and lose, I want to lose 20 pounds. I creep up a pound every or two every year for the last, 10, and it's ridiculous. So very, very difficult. It's hard. You gotta really not eat, really be disciplined, which is kind of tough, especially when you're sitting working at home. When you're if you're busy, it's almost better because you just get distracted. But here, it's just so easy to notice that you're hungry, even though you don't really need to eat. So, need a snack, and I try to. I'll have a little bit here, and we'll see if that'll stop me from being hungry. If it doesn't really, so I guess I gotta quit doing it. Anyway, this is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins. Over. WATU. WA2U. Go ahead, John.
Okay, very good, Pete. I'm not sure if it's my radio or your radio. I noticed a change in the quieting on the repeater with your signal, but I'm not sure. Maybe there's something blowing around here. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. And it's 33 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So, actually it was cooler when we, Kathy and I went out today. Let's see, we had a good day. We went out and I got some new, you know, you buy these new shoes nowadays. They're supposed to be super duper kind of hiking kinds of things. So, anyways, I bought some new inserts for them, and Kathy got, she wanted another pair, and so I put those in the boots combination sneakers. I don't know, there's some Reebok thing that the postal people evidently wear, and it's supposed to be really good, so, the shoes anyway, so. Anyways, we went for a walk today. We walked about 6 miles. We got these, Kathy gets on the internet and figures out the distance for all the different roads, but I'll tell you, we were walking by a Route 365, and getting closer and closer to the end of our walk, I don't know, and we walked over by the bay, by the guardrails, and the wind coming off that lake was unbelievable. I've been on, you know, snowmobiles and stuff, but glad Kathy had her hood and some stuff, because it was just ripping. I have no idea what, it was 30 degrees out, could I check when I got back, I have no idea what the wind chill, but we were getting the brunt of the wind coming up all the way from down past where the dam was, going the length of the lake, so it was, and the sun was now. Anyways, we enjoyed the walk, it was great, except for that little couple hundred yard jaunt across 365. We did that today, and we like to get out. You know, it is, you're right, Pete, it is self-discipline. Luckily, Kathy and I, we can both tug in each other's sleeve or shirt collar, whatever, and get each other going. And even if we don't work out at the same time, a lot of times we'll work out in the gym at the same time. As you know, we'll put the music on and we'll go out there and crank it up. But we try to, we have enough equipment so we can do that. But I really like, I like walking out there. I like walking outside. And, oh, we run into people and meet people along the way, and it's always a lot of fun. I was talking to a, you walk by some house here, there's a lot of people doing logging and things. And I asked this one guy, yelled to him, hi, he was backing a piece of equipment in his driveway, and I won't repeat the exact things he said. I said, how is it this evening? He responded, as I expected. There was another guy, you know, the logging was not really that good from the people, at least that I've talked to, because of the winter, or the less winter conditions, frozen ground and all that, plus, you know, anybody doing any skidding, you pull out the logs, and it's all full of mud and muck, and I've actually a friend, I haven't done this, and I kind of refuse, and I won't do it, I don't think. But he actually power washes his logs before he cuts them. And I told Kathy, honey, there's no way you're going to get some of the dirt off, but there's going to be grit down in the bark. I mean, I've got a whole, as you've seen, Pete, a whole tree of chains out there, and I don't want to spend all day cutting a piece of wood, and then I've got to go and put another chain on the saw. So anyways, I'm glad I've got the logs out there because they're all clean and we didn't burn wood this winter anyway, so. But hopefully you'll be able to find some wood. It's going to be very interesting because people are, you know, they've burned up their supplies. At least the wood we have out there is seasoned, but kind of an interesting to real logging thing. Spoke with another friend of mine out in Rochester. He's buying a new Kenwood TS 590SG, so he wanted to know what I thought of the 590F that we have. I always liked it, but it's not hooked up yet. And I guess a number of other projects. So I burned a couple more CDs today.
This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins. Over.
KC2NBU.
DC2NBU, good evening, Ray, go ahead.
Well, the thermometer says 36 degrees, but it sure doesn't seem like anything's melting out there. Good thing I'm pretty sick of it.
Get the first two sentences, you weren't full quieting, and then just right out of the repeater. It's 37 here, yeah, not, you know, nothing really melted. It's just 37 here, it's the high for the day. And, yeah, it was in the mid-30s, but, well, there was stuff dripping off the edge of the roof, but even though it's in the shade, but, yeah, nothing much really melted. I don't know if you want to move a little bit and try again, but you were really not in the repeater. KC2WA.
Yeah, I'm on a portable, and it's on low power, and in the dark here, I can't see how to put it back to high.
Yeah, that was better. But you moved a little bit or whatever, but you were fairly solid in that time. KC2WI, anything else?
Nope. Just getting ready to call it a night.
Okay, Ray, thanks for checking in. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and looking for additional check-ins, over. This is KC2WI, this is April, so we have a meeting this month. Let's see, third Tuesday is April 19th at Dodge Pratt Northam Heart Community Center, and it will be nice to see people after a few months, and hopefully the weather will be not bad for driving. Unlikely it's going to be snowing, but you never know. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. And we're looking for additional check-ins or any comments. KC2WI.
WAT with comment, I guess, of info.
WA to you, go ahead.
Okay, well, the first one for Ray, and with a handheld, I know these handhelds, you get them in a mode and you got to remember how to get them out of a mode, I guess. It's you don't have to move a whole lot, I guess. But I just wanted to, it's a sharing thing. About, I don't know how many years ago, I don't even remember where it was from, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, just for whoever, I'll put it this way, anyone that has a repeater with a call sign, you do not have to put the FCC, you do not have to put slash R on it. The slash R was meant for people so they know it's a repeater. The FCC years ago decided it's kind of redundant, you know you're on a repeater, so Pete, remember the repeater I had in Clay, all I would put is WATU because within the context of the identification, it's a repeater, but you know, back in the day when repeaters were relatively new, people would do that, and if you tune around, there's a number of repeaters that don't have a slash R on them any longer, but it just shortens up your identifier, I guess. And that, you know, you have to see 20 words per minute, whatever. Pete, you know, with mentioning the towers, which was very interesting for the VOA, they kind of went through there was a whole number of people chatting about when they imploded the Forestport Tower, which I was there when all that happened. They had 350 pounds of composite four, and you know, 350 pounds of that stuff, amazing. But the problem is you take a tower like that,
the maintenance alone is, you know, no one could take care of the maintenance. Of course, then if you go to the east, further to the east, probably Wilmot Lake Mountain top. Wilmot Lake Mountain, the top of that's higher than the top of the tower was. So, you know, where we're low. Kathy and I were kidding. We were walking around. We go, you know, there's not one place around here that's flat. You're either going up or down. But the comment was about the slash R. I meant to mention that to Ray. I don't know why. I just copied the CW. And I noticed that at the end of it, but I don't know if you have, and then about the tower, it's too bad. That's a lot of tower, a lot of steel up there, and there was a lot of bucks spent, you know, from the government putting all the VOA stuff up, and of course none of it was meant for the United States anyway. It was all for, we used to go to conventions, and I personally knew Kim Andrelli with the VOA, and you could get literature, but was meant for, you know, other people there. So I'll turn it back over to you, and shortwave listening has become an interesting thing. Havana, Cuba is still on at 6.00 and 6.100, so there's a lengthy comment and whatever info. WATU back to that. Thanks for doing that, Pete.
Sure are a lot of them on around now, 7.2, and, you know, that come in, and there's a lot of, I don't know if they're, you know, meant for local consumption, and at night they come in, you know, from Europe, or what the scoop is there. I don't, really don't listen to much of it, but it's, you know, old technology, I guess, yeah, it's just kind of too bad. I was thinking today, you know, we had this pretty nice meeting last night, pretty enthusiastic group, new guys mostly. Well, actually, it was all new hands. Well, I guess Ron's been for a while, and me. But I remember the good old days of ham radio, of 2 meters. When I first got my license in 82, I think, or 3, I can't remember, you know, HTs were not new, but boy, they were low tech compared to now, but you know, had HTs and you had mobile radio and stuff, and then a few years after that, when they started to get a little bit smaller, you know, a little bit battery life and all that. But boy, there was a period of there, you know, that everybody always was on. I mean, that you know, you had a mobile rig, you always had it on, whatever repeater. A lot of hams, you know, maybe we were looked at like trying to, whatever. You take it in, you go to, you know, you go to McDonald's or something, you know, you set the HT on a table and listen and that kind of stuff, which, you know, maybe seemed a little odd then, but you know what? Absolutely everybody does that now with a cell phone. You know, they just don't have a party line. But, you know, you could always, almost always you'd get on and there'd be somebody on, you know, and even around here when, and, you know, 2001, 2003, 2004 type time frame, you'd always, not always, maybe not during the work day, but even then, I guess there were, you know, maybe a few people that were retired or whatever. And even here with a very small ham population, call on the repeater, especially after work hours, or maybe lunchtime or something. And more often than not, you get somebody, and people kind of kept in touch and talked to each other. It's almost like, except you can't post pictures and nonsense. It's almost like people do on Facebook and stuff like that now. And that kind of went away. I really miss that. I think that was part of the fun, part of what kept the club going, you know, part of what, when you did the various public service events and emergency communications drills and all that, you were always touch base with somebody on the air, and it was part of the fun. It seems to be gone, along with a lot of the shortwave listening and other things like that. AC2WI.
And WA to you, just an additional comment, Pete.
Yeah, go ahead.
I completely concur. If it was early in the morning, you could hear WA2OK. And, you know, Jenny was around W2OSU and W2ZYI and the Gingerbread House and WA2OEP. OEP. Don. And there's some other people. I'm going to leave somebody out. And there was a guy we used to call Fourth Port Freddy and Linda and... Yeah, it's, well, that's how it was down at Syracuse. We'd have the M3191. Remember, we used to go repeater, you know, the 2888-3191-9030, you know. I remember some new people, I gave the split 8424. They go, what's that? we could talk for hours, Pete. Well, just a quick break. Do you remember what your first call was?
My novice call was KA2OVX, and I had that for, you know, a year, I don't know. I had that until I kind of went past the advanced and then changed.
Okay, all right, so I guess I got my call in, the, oh, God, 1978, so. Eek, 1978, what does that sound long? All right, I'll get out of here. I'm going to, go see what Kathy's up to, and we'll have to spend some evening burning the midnight oil sometime, or the way we're going, we'll end up with 807 sitting around the campfire here. Bring your tent and pitch it, and we'll sit up around the fire ring out there. KC2WIWA273.
Okay, John, 73, this is KC2WI, this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any additional check-ins or comments at this time? Over. KC2WI. John, are you still there?
Yeah, but I heard you earlier today, but I was when I came back, I heard you put your call out, WATU. Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to do last night, we didn't really do, but I wanted to get out, well, everybody saw a radiogram form, and I'm sure some of these little guys really haven't, you know, seen that and done it. And, well, I was, we were, you know, you mentioned about some of the nets that will actually do some training. I don't know if you know, from here, probably the only thing we, you know, it'd have to be on this repeater, or maybe, you know, Star Hill there in Remsen or somebody doing that. But maybe if you know, somebody who's not too far that would be willing to maybe drive up to a meeting and give a little presentation on, you know, traffic handling, how you format a radiogram and how you actually read it and count the words and all that stuff. I mean, I could do it, but. You know, it would be kind of interesting if you had a, you know, someone who's really, really into the national traffic system come up to do that. And you had mentioned that there was a couple nights where they offer training, so just a thought, you know, if there was anybody interested, I bet I have four or five guys that would be interested in doing that.
Yeah, I can check and see if someone... I know CNYTN, they mentioned in the preamble and in the beginning of the net and the closing of it that if people want to formalize traffic, they do that. So I can see it, Viv or Dave or somebody, if they've got like a packet. That would be really neat if people had like a packet to put, you know, they had to sample things and, you know, well, get into the internet thing. It's really, I discovered it's really nice when you go somewhere and you do a presentation, you hand people and hand them something versus like, well, you can go down and download this and da-da-da-da, you know, And when they walk away with something in their hand, they feel like they've got something, and it's convenient. So one of these days, they pull it out, and they've got some standardized thing that something to reference. So I'll give some thought to that and see who's around that wants to, might have an interest in that. So, all right. I guess you're going to get wood and put it in the fire, and I think it's warmer out now than it was when we took our walk, so I'm going to go see what Kathy's up to, but I'll make a couple phone calls, see what I can find out. KC2WIWA to you.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, it's nice to have something. And I had one, I remember a piece of paper, and I think it was from way back in 1983 or whatever, from Buffalo, where we did that. And we did a couple of years that I was there. They set up in the mall, Thruway Mall, I think. Anyway, you know, we set up a station. We really didn't set up a station because, you know, we're in the mall. They basically just had a display at 2 meters, and, you know, we send Christmas radiograms back when, you know, anybody might be interested in doing that. And I think at some meeting or something, I remember a nicely done up sheet about, you know, the how you say things and all that. But one thing we did last night, we were talking about how you format, you know, and how you count words and what you really do. And in the program, the FL message program that you use with FL Digi, it has all the forms in it, including radiograms. It's really neat because you can go in there and you can type in your in your body, you know, the message. And you just type what you would be writing. And then you click a button, and the program parses that text, it figures out what your check is, and it also separates the text. So if you wrote your email address, you know, KC2WI at ATSPN, and when you click that button, it would write KC2WI, and then the manual, the National Traffic System manual, is an appendix. I can't remember, but yeah, it's quite detailed, and it's actually very good to read. You could read it, and you know, after you do it, you could read it a couple times, and then practice it. I mean, you can get it out of that. It's very, 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 very specific how they want to do it. Of course, to me, it's good to know that. It's good to know how to handle a radiogram, and what people trips people up sometimes is check, so they don't really know how to count the words, and you know, the preamble stuff, and then also if you're really a traffic handler, you don't say anything, you just rattle off, you know, one routine KC2WI. You know, location, whatever. You don't say any what you're saying. You just say the data, and then the address. You don't say going to Joe Smith or anything like that. You just do it, and then you say break, and then you do the message and break, and then whatever the signature. But most people you hear, they put in extra words, like they say, you know, going to so and so, location is this, whatever. But you know, technically you don't do that, but I think I guess people like doing voice traffic, but boy, you know, once you start doing it with the FL Digi, the EMS stuff, you realize what a waste of time it is to do it by voice. I mean, it's great, and in an emergency that'll work, but boy, especially for, you know, you messages that get long, you can just send out 100 words in the time it would take you to do voice of 10, and it's correct, and you don't, you know, everything's spelled correctly, and you can use all kinds of punctuation and anything you want if you don't use a standard radiogram form, so it's pretty cool. Anyway, but yeah, the ARRL, it's all there if you want to look at it. KC2WI.
ATU, a comment?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for jumping in with it. Well, the other thing that's nice, too, is not a set of primary intent, but there's a certain level of privacy, if you, for lack of a better term, by doing it that way. So, you know, whenever there's some sort of disaster emergency, everybody wants to know what's going on. So, of course, the main intent is not to be encrypted and all that, but it does offer a certain level of privacy without breaking any rules, Gladby. Thank you.
Yeah, Pete, sometime you're going to have to give a good explanation of that digital FM. You piqued my interest from last time, but I couldn't hear everything because I was listening through the scanner. And I tried to check in on the Echolink, and for some reason or another, when Jeff links in, it just drops me right out. I can't hold the connection anymore, so. But I don't know if that's Windows 10 doing it or what's going on. I know I had an awful time trying to get this to go through Windows 10. But anytime you need somebody to receive and resend messages, let me know. I'm usually around here. I can do it.
Say that about packets. Well, okay. Good discussion, and I'm going to wrap up here, I guess, myself. It's been a long day. But I did actually get things done today, as opposed to some days. I did go out, go for a run, do a little exercise, and that got me delayed. But it's been two or three days since it's been nice to go out, and I haven't done it inside either, so that was productive. Anyway, 7-3, everyone, and this is KC2WI. This is still the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for any final check-ins or comments. Over.
Happy you and Rich doubled, but just so you know, Rich won out. So we heard Rich, but we didn't hear maybe a minute of your comments there, just to give you the heads up, WT.
Okay, thanks, John. Rich, actually, it's anything you ever wanted to know about it is pretty much is available on on the internet, and the software itself, the NVEMS software, FLDigi, FLMessage, all that kind of stuff, is downloadable. It used to be on a guy's website, but now they moved that over to SourceForge. And but if you just do a search down FLDigi download or something, you'll find it. It's on SourceForge.net, and that'll get you to the downloads of the actual software. The two programs that you're going to want, one is FLDigi, which is the actual sort of modem software that does the sending and receiving of all the different modes, and then the other program that we use for message is called FLMessage, FLMSG, and it syncs up with FLDigi, and that has the radiogram forms and ICS-213 and Red Cross and all those forms in there. And the original website for FLDigi is W1HKJ, Hotel Kilo Juliet, W1HJK.com, and a lot of the manuals and explanation stuff is on there, help files. There's a nice page on there when you start using it. One of the big problems is what mode is this when you're looking on the waterfall display on FLDigi, and or when you're listening to it.
and he's got a page in there, an help file called Modes, where he's got pictures of what you see on the display, and then he's got audio files. You click on it, you can hear what it sounds like. So W1HKJ.com. And another one I came across in preparation for this meeting was WBANUT.com. WBANUT, Whiskey Bravo 8, November Uniform Tango.com, /digital, the digital section of the site. But that has a real nice technical, but not too overwhelming, description of all the modes and what they are and whether they have error correction and how many tones they use and this kind of stuff. So that's a real good site. Those two, I guess. There's another one, which is a kind of a big long one, which I'm not going to try to read over here. And this is actually a 2010 PDF file. It's a presentation, and it's good, but it's a little, some of the things are a little out of date as far as the you know, some of the references. But it has some really nice charts in there about the speed of different modes and error correction and whether it's good for HF or VHF or whatever. The sort of graphs of the speed versus the bandwidth or the error, noise immunity versus bandwidth, all kinds of stuff like that, which give, you know, so those are nice charts. I'm sure those are, you know, even though the presentation is a few years old, that's still, nothing's changed there. Anyway, that's too long to, I don't want to try have you try to write that over. Try the other two first, and then, you know, I can give you that one some other time.
Okay, thanks an awful lot, Pete. I'll have to get the information from you again later. I think we're ready. So. But that's all right. Some of it I'll remember, and I'll look it up now. And thanks an awful lot again. And John, good evening, and my best to Kathy. And everybody out there who's listening, have a great evening. 7388 and to keep you up.
Now, Rich, so we hate to you that you know, you're running, I think you're pretty much running a handheld, right?
Roger.
Yeah, in your situation, that this might be kind of neat. You get a map of the various nodes and things around, and you know, that's one thing that's beautiful. You don't need a whole lot of power to get things done. So, actually, what you know, you'd set up would be an ideal thing for someone in an emergency situation, unless they're taking along some other equipment. So, when it's always good to have a backup plan. I know a lot of people in Oswego, they had laptops and, you know, with the batteries and that with the radio and things, and they'd get out there and they'd set up their whole station and it'd work, you know, with or without a generator. So, very interesting, Pete. So, all right, good learning experience, tuning in, and there's always something to be learned. WATU, back over to you, Pete.
Okay, John. You know, ideally, you have a hardwired interface between the computer and the radio. It just makes everything really convenient. But it works quite well with sticking the radio microphone up to the computer speaker when you're transmitting, and sticking the computer's microphone up to the radio speaker when you're receiving. I think everybody agrees with this. Don't worry about making an interface. The first thing to do is get it to work with acoustic coupling, because if you can do that, all you need is any computer with a speaker and microphone and any device that sends and receives audio. In other words, any radio, theoretically maybe even the telephone, you know, CB radio, FR, anything, anything. You know, intercom, anything. So acoustic coupling is the way to start, and it removes the, one of the complications of trying to, you know, get the push to get the, you know, well, the push to talk, the rig control, whatever. So that's the first thing to do, and literally, I go from not having FL Digi on the computer to having it working in 5 minutes. It's just not very hard at all. So if you get, if you go down and download the software, get it on your computer, and the configuration is pretty, I've done it so I know what to do, but pretty much you, the first time you run it, it says configure this, which is put in your call sign and location, stuff like that. The audio, you just go to that tab and it says use port audio, which basically is telling the thing to use the sound card and computer. And that's almost all you have to do. And so if you're interested in doing it, Rich, you know, just go to SourceForge, get the software, install it. There's some tricks, you know, but really it's quite easy to use. And then, you know, we could even just get on here, you know, after the net or sometime and just send and receive back and forth. That's basically what a lot of people are doing.